When Pirita was in Canada. Pirita first went to Canada when she was just 12 years old. She went with a choir that toured in Newfoundland on the east coast of Canada. She has visited Canada 3 times since then. Listen to what Pirita says about Canada and answer the questions.
When I first went to Canada with the choir, I stayed for 10 days. The family who hosted me and my friend was very multicultural. The father was originally from Southern Europe, and the mother was Canadian. I still remember how the children could switch from one language to the other, living in both cultures at the same time. I liked it so much that I was determined to go back one day, and I did. I got a job at a Finnish newspaper in Toronto. I interviewed many Canadians with a Finnish background, and this gave me the chance to get to know both cultures really well. To give you an example, somebody would invite me over and they'd have both rice porridge and maple syrup on the table. Or I'd go to a sauna in the afternoon and to a basketball match in the evening. And many Finnish Canadians lived like this, mixing and matching things from the two different cultures. I loved living in Toronto. It's one of the most multicultural cities in the world, and I found the people tolerant and friendly, and very polite. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but honestly, Canadians really are amazingly polite. So, anyway, about Toronto. My friend soon taught me to drop the second T in Toronto, like this. Not Toronto, but Toronto. They also taught me that although Canadians are all crazy for hockey, it's not actually the national sport. No, the national sport of Canada is lacrosse. I never knew that. Lacrosse, for those of you who've never heard of it, is a fast, full-contact sport played with a stick and a small rubber ball. And that ball can move really fast. Lacrosse champion Paul Rabil once shot a ball at 179 kilometers per hour. Everyone speaks English and French in Quebec, of course. Canadian English is a mix of American and British English. For example, Canadians, like Americans, don't really talk about a toilet. They call it a washroom instead. And they use British spelling in Canada. And finally, there is that little word called A. It's the one thing that everyone who moves to Canada picks up pretty quickly. They put A at the end of every second sentence, like this. Canadians are cool, eh? So, what else? Oh yeah, I didn't only work at the newspaper, but I also taught some younger kids at the Finnish school on Friday evenings. Some of my students didn't use Finnish at all at home, but because they had some roots in Finland, their parents wanted them to learn some Finnish. It was a pleasure to see how they learned Finnish words like mansikka and joulupukki. And hyvää yötä, of course. They found that very difficult to pronounce. Nah, Canada's great. I can't wait to go again.